This is Dave Nadler with fourthstream.com. Together, we're taking on the distractions of our lives and making room for a consistent connection with Jesus. I'm sure, like me, you want to hear great job or way to go. Thanks for joining me today as we jumpstart our God connection and find hope in this crazy world. Start out with a couple of questions today as we talk about the concept of the God box. Do you admire true beauty? Are you drawn to hopeful things? Do you think there is a God? And if so, has He spoken? And do you want your life to count and to help provide shelter for others? It seems that a huge human problem when it comes to contemplating God is that we want to be God. If our personal brand of God can be manageable, then we can feel good about our existence, our religion, and our destiny. This presents major issues as we fashion a box in which to keep our God, small g. If we are unaccountable to our designer, caps D, we have him or her right where we want them. We call the shots, and so the destiny of our soul is philosophically, theologically, and intellectually in our own hand to control. The body, soul, mind, and spirit are a curious mixture. Where does one begin and the other end? A great challenge of life is to sift through our core ideas about God and the substance of the soul and arrive at the doorstep of a satisfied mind. Now, ruminating over the philosophical, theological, and scientific proofs of life and landing on a satisfied mind is the hard work of a thinking person. Eventually, time and chance overtake us all, you know that. But it's my hope that we make this inevitable crossing as informed, prepared, and satisfied with the result as we possibly can be. Now, here are some challenges to the God box, to your God box, that we have inevitably constructed as we've made our own box. Number one, it's common to be uninformed or misinterpret how God thinks and what He values. When you start from your perspective, you're not necessarily going to be representing God accurately. Well, the God story can help us not only to understand what God has spoken, but also why. We can be firsthand informed, not just repeating the conclusions of others. The God story helps us to connect our everyday with what is supernatural. Second of all, time slips by, and the multiplying distractions keep us from settling issues related to our souls. Time is moving downstream like a river, and once it's gone, it can't be retrieved. The God story is like an anchor, or a bucket, if you will, allowing you to slow down in the stream and take stock of what is really important. I personally look at my life like I'm standing by a stream and I'm taking buckets out and I'm doing the things that God wants me to do with it, but I'm not altering the stream necessarily. It's the way that it goes. Third, it's easy to spend your entire life trying to be spiritual by controlling your behavior and eventually becoming self-righteous or giving up altogether. The God story helps us to choose faith over religion, and it fully embraces science and gives us empirical data to address the myriads of philosophies which present themselves in the human experience. Also, many people never live down or overcome our past. Shame and shadows can follow us, coloring our lives, so we fail to find the freedom of a new heart. The God story unfolds in a way to find deeper hope. It brings healing and perspective to even twisted parts of our stories. Maybe you're like me, and deep inside you worry you're going to let down as a partner or a parent or a friend. Well, the God story gives blueprints for building a strong heart, a strong home, and a satisfying life. So, dealing with the uninformed or misinterpretations about how God thinks and what He values, avoiding the multiplying distractions that keep us from asking and answering the real deep questions of life, or to get involved with religion where I try to, you know, change my behavior in order to become a better person, or struggling with living down a past, much of which sometimes I had no control over, all of these things can contribute to that feeling of insecurity and also just the idea that we become numb and don't ask the deeper questions because they're tough. Well, here's a couple of important things as I move forward. I want you to know that my questions about the soul are very open-ended. There may be 20 potential answers to one question. It's my intention to engage with you in independent thinking. I don't need to tell you what to think or what to believe. The God story is fully able to provide the data necessary to interpret itself. Perhaps you want to engage the spiritual part of you more fully. Or would you like to go through this process maybe with a few close friends? Well, we're here to help. You can contact us anytime at 4@4thstream.com. Cool. I feel more connected already. See you next time.